quickly on him is Palatichuk. Ties him up, trying to get some support. Dexheimer and Thiesing engaged. Montez and Cilia. Puck came free with it. Dunlap snaps off a pass to the blue line. Too hot to handle for Bricky and all the way down. 3.5 minutes into the third. Wisconsin nothing. Ohio State nothing. Puck deep in the Badgers' end. Wise does a 360 trying to locate the puck down on the ice. Round to Klee. Back behind the Badgers' net. And Dexheimer will get there a little bit of time. But he flubbed the outlet pass. And then Wise lost the puck and the Badgers have it. Here's D. St. Foul. Clanks it off the glass and down.
Dexheimer a little lucky there. He kind of reached and tried to put the puck up. Couldn't do it. And Ohio State gave the puck right back.
Ooh, Sawyer Scholl trying to take the puck off the stick of a Buckeye. Lost an edge and went hard into the sideboard. So did Michael Gilden, who remains on the ice. Right wing shot by Mason Klee. Easy save for McClellan. He hangs on. Faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. Both trainers getting a little busy here after that collision near the benches a moment ago.
Yeah, it was a hard hit, and it hit low down on the boards, too, which is usually doesn't have as much give as some of the other part of the boards.
Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan, who's been perfect here tonight. He stopped all 17 Buckeye bids. Badgers win the faceoff. They've won 14 of 24 so far. Not a lot of draws here tonight. Not a lot of shots on goal here tonight. Only 4 penalties have been called the entire evening. Carson Bantle got around one of the Buckeyes, lost the puck to the corner. Still battling for it, though. Gets support from Stramel. Bantle pulls it free right side, snaps off a pass left wing. Cleveland leans and shoots one, and Turnus on his knees. Gloved it and hung on. Logan Turnus gave up 3 goals on 29 shots when the Badgers blanked the Buckeyes back in December in Madison, and then gave up 4 goals on 21 shots in about 26 and a half minutes at a 6-1 Wisconsin victory on December 2nd. That day, Steve Rolick played all 3 of his goaltenders. Riley Herbst and Christopher Eberle. Eberle's been seeing a lot more time as of late, former Green Bay Gambler. But tonight it's Turnus, and the faceoff to his right, still no score. Mellenbacher won the draw between his legs to the blue line. Cleveland for Licky. Shot missed the net. Whitelaw back to the point. Cleveland back to Whitelaw down by the half boards left. Whitelaw lost the puck for a moment. Mellenbacher throwing his body around, trying to jam it free. Horbach waiting for it. Down to the corner, it eludes his stick. And now Wahlberg to Smith and out to center. Too far for his teammate, but no icing. And Borlicki goes to get it for the Badgers. Mike skates away from Caden Brown up to center, but lost possession and then thrown back Wisconsin's way. 14:45 left here in period number 3. We still have no score. Cleveland bump past Mellenbacher, who moved it along for Whitelaw between his legs. Couldn't catch it. The Buckeyes now have it. Whitelaw throwing his body around. Badgers Cilia just upended one of the defensemen. Badgers take the puck. Cilia right wing. Whitelaw's got some space. Right dot shooting one. He hit the far post. Backhand rebound. Horbach scores. Jack Horbach finishes off the play. The Badgers on the board first. 1-0 third period in Columbus.
You're wondering if it was going to take a play or a mistake to change this game. And it was kind of both on that one, with Cilia in the sideboards forcing the turnover. The Badgers come around, and Whitelaw gets off a great shot. Puck bounces out in the slot, and none other than Jack Horbach there for the rebound and the goal.
Like a Swiss Army knife, Jack Horbach, he cleans up after the pipe shot by Whitelaw. Give William an assist. David Cilia as well at 5:40. Unofficially the assists, and the Badgers with a 1-0 lead on the road against Ohio State. Wisconsin still applying pressure. Lodge, long range shot, redirected by DeSaint Foul to the lap of Turnus, and he gets a whistle. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick and Paul Capobianco here in Columbus. The Badgers have taken a 1-0 lead on Jack Horbach's goal at 5:40 for Horbach, his sixth goal of the season. He had a goal and an assist in the Badgers' 6-1 win over Ohio State on December 12th. He scores again against the Buckeyes. William Whitelaw with an assist up to 15 points. Cilia gets a helper. He's got 22 points now. Badgers so balanced offensively with their numbers. Still applying pressure in the offensive zone with Cilia. Finley takes a hit from behind by Bricky. We play on, and the Buckeyes Burnside slides a pass. Smith, breakaway, here comes Dunlap. He hit the far post on a snapshot from 10 feet away. Badgers have the puck. Here's Finley now with it. Slides it ahead to DeSaint Fowl. Fanning off right, it's Cilia looking. Topol got around one of the Buckeyes. Lost the puck though. Cilia trying to find it. Now Finley's got it. Takes it to the right corner to the point in Dexheimer. He walks the line and shoots one blocked. Behind the net, Cilia tackled back behind the net as DeSaint Fowl. Wraparound stopped by Turnus, taken away by Ohio State. Oh, I don't know how Jake Dunlop got behind the Badgers defense, but he did. And Kyle McClellan's best friend made a big stop.
Yeah, I think one of the Badger D ended up turning the wrong way on the play and got caught. There's a penalty coming up, I think, on Wisconsin here, probably.
Simon Tassie in the offensive zone just got penalized. One of the Buckeyes wiped out trying to defend the Badgers. McGrair went down. Tassie goes to the box at 6:58. And now they're going to take a look at video replay to see if Tassie deserves more than a two-minute minor.
Well, I thought it was kind of a just skate pass. Feet got caught up a little bit. And the Ohio State player with the puck went down. We'll see if there's anything more. Maybe a kneeing at best, but it looked like the lower part of each person's foot kind of hit, or each person's leg hit each other.
Yeah. Crowd coming to its feet, cheering on a young woman who just slammed a beer on the scoreboard.
I think that's the second one she's done.
Really?
I showed her before doing the same thing.
Oh, congratulations. You sure it wasn't a replay?
It might have been a replay. That's very possible.
After further review. So the referees, Jake Rakuki and Andrew Brueggemann, are taking a look at video replay to determine whether or not there should be a major penalty called. We had one look of the replay when Tassie made contact with McBrayer. But it looked like, yeah, like below the knee, like lower leg. And the only thing I could think of besides a kneeing would be a slew footing, I suppose. Now we're getting another look at it now. And I don't know if Tassie put the toe of his skate into the ice, because he was falling too, it looked like, when he made contact with McBrayer.
Yeah, those are always tough, because most of the time it's a reaction, either someone trying to get out of the way or whatever. It's
right.
Not an intentional play most of the time.
What's it going to be? Simon Tassie waiting to hear, too. Can't hear what he said.
Well,
Five-minute major for Neen.
Tassie's going to the bench here.
So he's done.
The locker room, so he's done.
Simon Tassie, a five-minute major for Neen. The Wisconsin Badgers lead 1-0. 13:02 left in the third, but a major on Tassie, and the Badgers are going to be shorthanded for the next 5 minutes. First power play of the night for Ohio State, which is at about 22% this season. Only 16% in league play, 9 of 55. Badgers have the best penalty kill in the Big Ten, 84% in league play, 88% overall. But here's a chance for Ohio State, which is yet to solve Kyle McClellan, the last place team in the Big Ten, down 1-0, third period in its old building, and now has 5 minutes of power play hockey. And the Badgers minus Owen Lindmark. Jack Horbach is on the penalty kill with Christian Fitzgerald, Mike Forlicky, Daniel Lotch, and a whistle, and offside as Stephen Holliday tried to do a bit too much stick handling with a puck, and he drew his teammate offside, and they'll drop the puck out at center.
Talked a lot about Owen Lindmark missing from the penalty kill, but Anthony Kerr also not in the lineup tonight.
Yes.
That's a huge challenge for Wisconsin as well. So two important penalty killers here to see what they can do.
And associate head coach Todd Knott's not here either. He's in charge of the penalty kill, but he's out recruiting. Nick Oliver and Kevin Murdoch are here. Ben Dexheimer, Joe Palatichuk, the defensive pair on the penalty kill. Matthew DeSaint foul. Christian Fitzgerald, the forwards on the PK. Pass Guzzo, Thiesing, right pad save made by McClellan. It's like he knew that was coming. Kicked out his right pillow really quickly. Right side now, Bricky walks in, shoots one up high. Good angle by McClellan, top of his crease, missed the net. Thiesing now. Back right side, Bricky, slot pass, Thiesing steps in. Good stick by Fitzgerald, out of play, the puck sails. 12:13 to go in the third, 4:11 left on the power play for Ohio State, 1-0 Wisconsin.
A lot of movement there by Ohio State's players, not so much set up in the offensive zone, but a lot of crisscrossing and moving around in the first half of the zone for there. You can see try to confuse the Badger defense there.
Face off won by Ohio State. They threw a heated pass out to the blue line and the defenseman couldn't handle it, so they have to touch up. Horbach back out. Cilia now with him on this PK with Loch and Vorlicki. Here comes Davis Burnside up the ice through center, drop pass Brown. He'll heave it back behind the cage. Loch fell over the stick of Brown. No penalty. Brown leans into Loch. Got the puck free, but a bad pass out to the point. Now a foot race with Horbach and the defenseman. Horbach with it. Takes it below the goal line, and he's long in his shift. So after turning it over, he heads back to the Badger bench. MDSP comes out now with Fitzgerald on the PK. Pass to the far wing, Carfagna. Spun around to the near side, Gildan walks the line and falls to the ice and puts one through the low slot. No one there for the Buckeyes. Back behind the nets. Pass by Gildan. Right wing, it goes to Brown. Small area pass. Nicely done. Brown back to the near side. Lost the handle. Palatichuk physical with Gildan. Palatichuk goes down. No penalty called. Gildan with a puck. He bumps it behind the net. Now Burnside out high. Long range shot that goes off the stick of DeSaint. Fallon out of play. The Buckeyes this season, again, 22% on the power play. They went 1-for-8 against the Badgers in Madison in December. For the longest time, Ohio State was the only Big Ten team to score a power play goal against the Badgers at the Kohl Center until Notre Dame last Saturday.
You don't see it too much, but Gildan and Palatichuk having a discussion in the slot while everyone else was changing on the ice. You don't see that in power plays too much, but settle down.
Puck is still loose, and eventually it comes free, and Wisconsin able to fly it all the way down. Mike Vorlicki with the honors. 10:50 to go in the period. Third period, the Badgers lead 1-0. And Wisconsin forces another turnover. It was Ohio State on the rush on the power play, but Thiesing and Guzzo do not connect. 2.5 minutes left in the major penalty to Tassie. Steal by DeSaint Foul. Comes in left wing looking. Cuts back. Pan now goes forehand. Tried to get a shot off. Really didn't. Turnus got his stick in the way. Then DeSaint Foul trying to use his body to wall off Holiday. No luck. And Holiday skates ahead to center. Gets around Fitzgerald, but Dexheimer meets him at the far wall. Holiday whips it around to the right side. Bricky sends it back the other way. Never got to Holiday. Dexheimer can't clear, however. But Ben follows up, plays the puck with a high stick, bounces out near the blue line, still onside. Bricky held up by DeSaint Foul, no penalty. Here's Wahlberg now, left wing Holiday, no place to shoot. Sauced across for Bricky off a skate and out of the zone. Buckeyes need to touch up. Less than 2 minutes to go in the major penalty to Tassie. Still 1-0 Wisconsin, halfway through the third period here in Columbus. Drop pass right wing, Thiesing. Backside left, Wahlberg. He tried to slide it back to an open Thiesing, blocking the pass with Cilia on the ice. Wahlberg now right side, Bricky. Thought about shooting. Here's a tic-tac-toe pass, Guzzo to Thiesing. Never got a shot off. Taken away by Cilia, and he bumps it ahead and out to center ice. Instead of shooting, the Buckeyes trying to make a pretty play. They get no shots off at all. Thiesing stick handling into the offensive zone. Chopped away from him by Horbach. Able to hit Bricky away from the puck and nudge it further down the ice. Wisconsin with only 1:15 to kill off in Tassie's major penalty.
Yeah, the Buckeyes try to make a down low play back to the slot. Badgers had a lot of guys right in that spot, and their stick got in the way.
Here's Dunlap now on the attack. Back below the goal line, taken away by Loch, and he threw it right to the stick of Burnside right wing, but he couldn't handle it, and the Badgers take it away. Short-handed, DeSaint Foul left wing, escape move, looking, turning, and throws one towards the net. Went off a stick, and then gathered in by Ohio State's Brent Johnson. 45 seconds left in the power play for Ohio State. Buckeyes need one to tie. Dunlap out high left. Hands off now. With the puck, it's Carfagna, Dunlap, Johnson. 35 seconds left of the Buckeyes power play. 1-0 Wisconsin. 8.5 minutes to go in the third. They play left corner to right and back the other way. Now out to the right point, Dunlap fights through the physicality of Scholl. To the corner he goes. Out of the point, it's Johnson. Far side, Carfagna. Shot right to the stick. He was hoping of Burnside. Didn't get it down to direct it on net. Dunlap now right dot. Down low right. Here's Gilden. Stuff shot blocked by McClellan. Out to the point. Johnson shoots one. Missed the net. Kyle didn't see the puck sail by to his right. Out to the far point now. Carfagna with it. 4 seconds left in the Ohio State power play, and his teammate Dunlap was going for a change. Carfagna wanted to hit the point man, and it was too far and out of the zone it came. But the Badgers kill off the 5-minute major to Tassie. Still lead the Buckeyes 1-0. Mellenbacher now on the ice. He takes it across the line. Stramel out there with Mellenbacher. They're forechecking. Steele, Whitelaw in front. Stramel had hit his skate. Charlie didn't see the play. Whitelaw stole it, and Stramel went in front of the net and didn't see that Whitelaw was going to pass it to him. Now Stramel picks up the puck and shoots one upside glove high on Logan Turnus, who snares it and hangs on. Wow, 7:31 to go in the third. The Badgers leading Ohio State 1-0. Don't go anywhere. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Race to savings on your next project right now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home an updated look. Patriot Lighting provides the largest in-stock selection of interior lighting with over 350 lights priced under $100. Save big money and visit our lighting showroom today, or check out all our lighting options on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with the Dreammaker software. Visit clearybuilding.com. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead, 7:31 to go in the third period here in Columbus. Offensive zone faceoff, Badgers lost it. Out come the Buckeyes. Wise off to his right, will slide it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Vorlicki had an angle to the puck, but so did Montez, who took it away. And then Montez point pass broken up by Bantel. Cleveland lost the puck. Look out. Jake Dunlap. Escape move right wing. Slot pass intended for Wise. Didn't connect, and out to center ice it comes. Now Buck back to Montez. Puck off his stick. Cleveland around to his left, trying to use the wall to protect the puck. Now it slides back behind the Badgers net. Mike Vorlicki after it. He'll lift it out to center. No, not out to center. Knocked down, held in by the Buckeyes for a moment, but the Badgers take it away. Tyson Dick across the line. It's Lucius. He'll hammer it in. Round to the right corner in Bantel. Chipped it along the end boards. Tyson Dick down there too. William Whitelaw now out on that forward line, but the Buckeyes with the puck. Center ice pass intended for Brown. Couldn't handle it. Wiping out was Lodge. Brown has it now right side. Goal line right. Caden Brown, the former Badger, takes it to the left side. Whitelaw cuts him off. And a battle for possession in the corner. Buckeyes have it. Now it's loose in the circle, and Whitelaw takes it away. Whitelaw with a burst of speed up through center ice. Weaves his way left side. Here's Scholl shooting one into the guts of Turnus on his knees. He hangs on. 6:15 to go in the third. 1-0 Wisconsin on Jack Horbach's goal at 5:40 of this period. A rebound off a pipe shot by William Whitelaw.
Daniel Locke's been so good on the defensive end. You've seen at least 3-4 times where he's just poke-check pucks at the blue line. That time he blew a tire, almost cost the Badgers, but great recovery. Again, a team effort. The forwards coming back and doing the job. Whitelaw getting it out and then setting up Sawyer Scholl for a shot that hit the right in the middle of the O target on the chest of the goaltender.
Vincento face-off. Puck slides to Turnus again, and he hangs on. Buckeyes. Again, only 9 wins this season, just 1 win in 18 Big Ten games, couple of ties, 15 losses. 14 times they've scored 2 goals or less this season, Ohio State. You think about all the players they lost. Mason Lori, a fantastic offensive defenseman. Travis Treloar transferred to Quinnipiac. Tyler Duke and Cole McWard, 2 puck-moving defensemen. Matt Wise, Gustav Westlund graduated. had a lot of talent that had moved on. 15 newcomers for the Buckeyes. Scoreless here against the Badgers. Leading 1-0 is Wisconsin. 6 minutes left in regulation. Here's Carfagna. Nice move into the offensive zone. Holiday now to the slot. Gilden shot. He scores. Wow, what a look by Stephen Holiday. Left corner. No look pass to the slot to the trailing Mike and Michael Gilden, who beats McClellan. And with 5:52 left in the third, we are even again.
Yeah, we've seen the Holidays, his hands all game long here. And he throws pucks around a lot and gets it towards the slot. Just put it in a good area. Gilden there. And he beats Kyle McClellan from a pretty good shooting area. Right at the inside circle at the hash marks. Finds the net for Ohio State.
Michael Gilden from Stephen Holiday and Damian Carfagna at 14:06. It's a 1-1 game. So neither team scored for 45 minutes. And the Badgers took the lead for about 10 minutes. Now the Buckeyes have tied it. Here's Carson Bantle on the attack. Puck knocked off his stick back at center ice. Zach Scholes sends it in, but Johnson's got it. Here come the Buckeyes again. Montez with some speed across the line. Got by a couple of Badgers, then ran into Daniel Lotch. Still with possession. Rims it around out to the right point. Held in by Johnson. Back to the corner it goes, and Montez. The Heartland, Wisconsin native trying to cycle for a teammate, Thiesing. He can't get there. Now Daniel Lotch with it, and Thiesing lifted his stick, but the Badgers take it away. Scary outlet pass by DeSaint. Foul eventually got to Fitzgerald. And Wisconsin's Bantle now red line. He'll dump it in. 5 minutes left in the third period, a 1-1 game. If the Badgers win five of their last six games, they'll be Big Ten regular season champions. This is the first of those six games. Here's Wise now with it. Stick handling into the offensive zone and then brought it back to the blue line and lost possession, but the Buckeyes have it back. Only 44 shots on goal total here tonight between these two squads. But deep in the Wisconsin zone, Brady Cleveland after it, reverses, Vorlicki over skates. Guzzo had it. It's pitched off the boards for Wise, who got clobbered into the end boards by Cleveland, who may have gotten away with a penalty. Now McBrayer's shot, that fluttered back behind the net. Guzzo trying to work it free. Cleveland does instead for the Badgers. Lucius turns and looks and outlets to Stramel, red line. One-on-one with a defenseman, Smith. Peels back right wing, can't pick up the puck. Tried to pass it to Mellenbacher, who is fresh off the bench. Instead taken away by William Smith, the Toronto native, and dumped into the Wisconsin zone. 4 minutes left in the third period. Badgers 1, Buckeyes 1. Series opener. Game 2 tomorrow, 3:30 face-off on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Mellenbacher bumps it off the inboards. Palatichuk, he looks to come out of his own end. Center ice, Whitelaw. Deflected off his stick and turned over. Bricky's now got it. Skates by one Badger, then two. Held on to by Whitelaw. He falls down. No penalty. Badgers have it. Dexheimer with Scholl. Two on two. Holiday hustling back. Dexheimer shoots. He scores! Ben Dexheimer on a two-on-one. Keeps it and converts. Wisconsin back on top.
Well, you hear the boos for the holding by William Whitelaw on the way up. Caused the turnover. The Ohio State bench went crazy. It was Wisconsin on a 2-on-1, and Ben Dexheimer finishes it off. So big break there by Wisconsin. Whitelaw just grabbed the back of the jersey and kind of rode, I think it was Bricky, coming up and turned the puck over.
Ben Dexheimer, the go-ahead goal at 16:26, his fourth of the year. And those that are in attendance here, not at all happy with the men in stripes, Jake Rakuki, Andrew Brueggemann. I will say I thought Bricky tried to sell it. I don't know how much Whitelaw was hanging on to him. He was grabbing his sweater, though. There's no doubt about that. But nothing called. They played on, and it's been... Big hit on the near side, Thiesing against Scholes. Zach able to send it deep into the Ohio State zone. There's only been five penalties tonight. The last one was a five-minute major on Simon Tassie, and the Buckeyes didn't convert on the power play. Horbach goes down. Cilia's got the puck in the offensive zone. Tries to avoid a hit. Now Horbach shoots a shot that was partially deflected on goal. Turnis gloves it and hangs on, and the fans still upset with the referees. And now a little bit more pushing and shoving going on afterwards. Smith and Cilia need to be separated by linesman Justin Cordell.
Cilia, good job there in the corner. He got the puck down deep. put it behind himself, kept possession, and found Horbach in a really good shooting spot. Horbach, I think, took a couple extra stick handles, tried to get the puck where he wanted it, and gave the goaltender some time to get set up.
As of right now, Ben Dexheimer unassisted at 16:26. Face off to the right of Turnus. Fitzgerald with Bantel and Lucius now. All kinds of combinations. Mike Hastings been thrown out there. Face off to the right of Turnus. Fitzgerald ready to take the face off. Lucius kicks it to his forehand. His wrists are blocked by a sliding Gilden. Nice play by Lucius. Gave himself a chance. Bantel double team below the goal line. Puck taken away by Brent Johnson. Out to center ice to the stick of Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Head man pass to Bantel. Can't fight it. Now he does, and he sweeps it in. Turnus behind his net for Johnson now. Johnson, 36 games in 2 years with North Dakota before transferring here. Washington Capitals draft choice. And now Carfagna's got it. Former Wildcat from New Hampshire is Damian Carfagna. Former Green Bay Gambler as well. Buckeyes hammer it into the Wisconsin zone. Scholes got his stick away from Guzzo and nudged it free. Badgers can't clear, though. Lotch now looks over his left shoulder. Back right was Holiday, and he threw it off his skate. Ricocheted to the corner, and Lotch went to get it. And he carries it ahead to the red line, to the Buckeyes line, and he'll send it in. Under 2 minutes left in regulation, 2-1 Wisconsin. All the goals scored here in the third period. Thiesing now. Rink wide, Guzzo charging into the offensive zone. Empty net for Ohio State. Extra attacker for the Buckeyes, needing one to tie. Bricky out to the point now. Wahlberg, head and shoulder fate to Holiday. Holiday lifts one, he scores! Oh, Stephen Holiday went short side of McClellan. He gets the game-tying goal with an extra attacker. It's 2-2 with 1:39 left.
Wow, what a shot there by Holiday. Left-handed shot. Stick close to the goal line there to the right of Kyle McClellan, and he just found a room over the right shoulder somehow. Kind of saw that a few years ago a lot with Cole Caulfield in Wisconsin. That kind of angle shot by Holiday, and he gets this game tied up.
18:21, the time of Stephen Holiday's game-tying goal. He had 9 goals and 41 points as a freshman last season when he was on the Big Ten All-Rookie team. Here he gets his 10th goal of the season, his 28th point. Make that 29th. He had an assist earlier on Gilden's goal. But Holiday at 18:21 from Wahlberg and Bricky, and we are tied again. 4 goals here in the third period. 90 seconds left in regulation. Buckeyes have more goals in this third period than they scored in 2 games against Wisconsin back in December. Puck deep in the Ohio State zone. Daniel Lotch, Zach Scholes out defensively. Desaint foul. Horbach and Cilia. Puck loose in the corner. Couple of Badgers, 3 Buckeyes. Puck still underneath a number of bodies. Referee's not blowing the whistle. Someone trying to kick it free or knife it free. Under a minute to go. It slides to the far side. Scholes, right wing, goes to the goal line. Desaint foul got roughed up by Bricky. Buckeyes take the puck away. Here comes Ohio State's Montez. Scoops it to the corner, hoping Burnside can get there, but launched it first. Protected the puck. Outlet Cilia. Chipped ahead Desaint foul. Badgers have it. Scholes now. Zach Scholes, first goal of his career was against Ohio State. Came across the line, but he cut near the blue line, drawing his teammate offside.
Yeah, Scholes, good play to join the rush. Good vision by Wisconsin to see him join the rush and hitting him on the far side, but he turned right at the blue line, didn't get the puck over first, and his teammates went across the blue line, and Badgers go offsides on what looked like it was going to be a dangerous chance.
Neutral zone faceoff. Bantel pulled from behind. Can't reach the puck. Buckeyes have it. Carfagna. Here's Holiday again. Look out. Oh, stripped from behind by Bantel. Puck notched free. It's Fitzgerald with Lucius. Backside Bantel. Slot caught it. Beautiful play. And he tried to pass back right wing Lucius. He picks it up. Centering pass off the stick of Fitzgerald. Palatichuk, 13 seconds left. Centering pass goes off one of the Buckeyes under the pads of Turnus, who's able to keep it out of the net. Cover in a faceoff. 8.8 seconds left. A 2-2 game here in Columbus.
Carson Bantel coming down the slot. Looked like a good chance to shoot the puck. Decided to make a pass instead. Didn't quite connect. Badgers still stuck around the net.
Timeout has been called, and I'm not sure if it was called by Mike Hastings. It was. Wisconsin takes the timeout. We will, too. No 2-2 game. 8.8 seconds left here in the third. You know what? Let's just keep it here. We won't go anywhere. Let's make sure we get this final regulation face-off and see if Mike Hastings can draw up a winner here. Again, no score after one, no score after two. Shots on goal after 40 minutes, 17-13 in favor of Wisconsin. And then Jack Horbach scored at 5:40, scoring on a rebound. William Whitelaw and David Silly with assists. Horbach's sixth of the year, made it 1-0. It remained that way until Stephen Holliday set up Michael Gilden with a beautiful goal at 14:06. Fourth goal of the year for Gilden. It was 1-1. Badgers got it back, got the lead back after a no call on William Whitelaw for dragging down Scooter Bricky. A 2-on-1 for the Badgers to our left. And Ben Dexheimer, an unassisted goal at 16:26, his fourth of the year to make it 2-1. But then Ohio State added an extra attacker and scored the game-tying goal at 18:21 as Holliday went upstairs on McClellan for his 10th goal of the season. Wahlberg and Bricky with helpers. And so now an offensive zone face-off for the Badgers, who've won 29 of 43 face-offs tonight. David Cilia will take the draw to the right of Logan Turnus. What do you think?
And Badgers pile it up. Oh, now Ohio State's taking their timeout.
All right.
They got to look at what Wisconsin drew up. So we had David Cilia taking the face-off. No winger for, or no forward for Wisconsin on the sideboards. It was all in front of the net. Cilia had directed Dexheimer to move a little bit towards the boards himself, so he'd draw it back, and Badgers were looking for some traffic at front of the net, and Ohio State saw that format and said, let's talk that over as well.
Let's hold on here. So that's Steve Rolick and his staff, which includes J.B. Bittner, a former UW assistant coach. J.B. actually is drawing up the defensive assignments now for the Buckeyes in their own zone. I mentioned the Badgers' face-off success tonight. You think of Owen Lindmark, the best face-off man in the country at 61%. Well, David Cilia's won 13 of 20. Christian Fitzgerald's won 7 of 12. Owen Mellenbacher is 4 out of 5 in the face-off circle, and Tyson Dick is 5 for 5. It's pretty good. A lot of puck possession for the Badgers. They've outshot the Buckeyes 26-21. You give up only 21 shots on goal. They did so well last weekend against Notre Dame, giving up only 48 shots on goal in two games to the Fighting Irish. So Palatichuk, Dexheimer, Fitzgerald, Finley, and Cilia will take the draw for the Cardinal in white.
It's a little bit like a football game here where somebody goes out and sets up a goal line play for a two-point conversion and, or something like that. And the defensive team calls timeout. Let's take a look at the photos or whatever the setup was and see what we're going to do differently. And Ohio State talked it over. And the Badgers are in the similar situation.
So they're stacking Finley over the top of Fitzgerald in the slot. Dexheimer top of the left circle. Cilia wins the draw back to Ben. Swings it right side, Palatichuk. 6 seconds left. Shot went off his skate. Finley couldn't handle it. Fiesing's got it. 1 second. Can't get a shot off at center ice. And we are going to overtime. The Badgers have been accustomed to overtime, though. They played 3 in a row recently and 4 out of 5 before sweeping Notre Dame. Badgers and Buckeyes going to overtime, tied at 2 after 3 periods of play. Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. We'll take a one-minute break. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, the Badgers came into tonight's game without Owen Lindmark, top flight centerman, without Anthony Kerr, a member of the top defensive pair, and then they lose Simon Tassie, their leading goal scorer, to a five-minute major for kneeing in the third period. Badgers still, though, battling. Took a 1-0 lead, then a 2-1 lead. Give the last place Buckeyes credit as they've rallied back twice to tie it. Now we're headed to overtime. Wisconsin and Ohio State. The Buckeyes have four ties in four overtime games this season. They've won two out of three shootouts, by the way, in Big Ten play. Wisconsin 2-1-2 in overtimes this year. It's DeSaint Foul, Cilia, Dexheimer for the Badgers, Holiday, Smith, and Bricky for Ohio State. Badgers win the faceoff. Puck possession, Dexheimer out to DeSaint Foul. DeSaint Foul fending off Smith, holding the zone, now decides to step back to neutral ice, protect the puck, and try to set something up here. 3-on-3, sudden death overtime. For the extra point in the standings, DeSaint Foul with its slot works. Free shoots one low. Oh, a chance down low by Dexheimer. Couldn't get a stick on the puck. A slow-moving shot by DeSaint Foul, and part of the net was open. Puck taken away by Bricky, and now Ohio State will possess, and the Badgers will change. Lucius Fitzgerald and Polonichuk on the ice for Wisconsin. Bricky, Smith, and Holiday remain. They're taking their time. Bricky outlet pass Holiday. Bricky goes up the right wing. He's got it. Fitzgerald didn't notice him at first. Bricky falls down as he comes across the line, and Fitzgerald takes the puck away. Slides it ahead. Polonichuk, 2-on-1 to our right. Polonichuk with Lucius. Polonichuk looking. Left side shooting, and he missed the net off the corner wall all the way out to center, but Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald there, thank goodness, and he's got the puck.
Yeah, you missed the net by that much. It's dangerous play, but it had so much heat it came out, and Badgers were in good shape to repossess the puck.
Lucius with it now. Polonichuk outside the right ring. Polonichuk, the left-handed defenseman, now skates it back to center. Fitzgerald needs a break. He'll be replaced by Cilia. Lucius going to the Badgers bench. Out for him is William Whitelaw. Polonichuk will take a break, too, and Ben Dexheimer back on the ice for Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes left in overtime. 2-2 game with speed. Whitelaw across the line, but Wisconsin's Dexheimer was offside. Faceoff coming up at neutral ice.
Ooh, that was a tough one. Whitelaw had some speed coming up the ice. It's hard to go offside on one of those plays. Got a little antsy.
Yep.
But mistakes happen, so Badgers will reset. David Cilia out there to try to win the faceoff and try to reorganize and get some speed again.
Cilia against Montez. And the Badgers win that faceoff. Whitelaw, Cilia, and Dexheimer. Montez, Joe Dunlap, and Brent Johnson for Ohio State. Whitelaw with speed, cutting in on Dunlap. Left wing, right, hard to the net. He got a shot off, but took out Turnus in the process, and Logan Turnus is hanging on to his right knee. Oh, Whitelaw with so much speed tried to cut to the net and bowled into the Buckeyes' netminder, knocking him down, knocking the goal off its pegs, and Turnus still struggling.
And Johnson kind of just was very standing still in the neutral zone with Whitelaw skating by, kind of just keeping him on the outside, but Whitelaw turned the gas on before the defenseman was ready for it.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at the replay, the defenseman got William Whitelaw in the right back shoulder there and kind of helped him down to the ice. So it was a little bit of it wasn't quite a direct crash by Whitelaw into the goaltender. It wasn't necessarily just his fault, I should say.
Okay. Because at times this season, Big Ten officials have done a poor job protecting goaltenders. But that time, you know, actually Whitelaw wrapped his legs around the far side post. He's lucky he didn't hurt himself. We've got a whistle and a timeout taken by Ohio State. Offensive zone faceoff coming up. Each team gets a timeout in overtime, and the Buckeyes elect to use theirs. Hey, Badger fans, this season, next season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a Badger men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Well, both teams are going to get a point tonight. Whoever can win in overtime, or if it goes to a shootout, gets the extra point. Obviously, much more important for Wisconsin than Ohio State. The Buckeyes are going to finish in last place. Well, the Badgers have a chance to win a conference championship for the second time in 4 years. Fitzgerald, DeSaint Fowl, and Dexheimer on the ice in this overtime session with 3:07 left in it.
An interesting timeout by Ohio State. Could be a couple of things. One, just make sure your goaltender is in good shape after taking that hit. Two,
right.
Badgers have definitely been thinking offense here and trying to change the momentum of this overtime. Although with 3-on-3, it just takes one thing and it's in the back of your net.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. No, Dexheimer couldn't reach it. Will Smith after it. William Smith hustling after it, but Dexheimer cuts him off and takes the puck away to DeSaint Fowl. Under 3 minutes to go. DeSaint Fowl across the line. Badgers onside. Fitzgerald with it. Thought about cutting to the slot, then lifted it over to Dexheimer, but didn't get enough on the pass, and Montez took it away. And now Guzzo's got it, and he's struggling. What's up? It's like something's wrong with his skate or something. But no, he's fine. He's still out there. Now he's going to go to the bench. Yeah, he's looking at his right skate. Like something's wrong with the blade. Buckeyes have the puck. Bricky up the middle. Puck got through to Thiesing. Cam Thiesing, very dangerous. Right-handed forward out near the blue line. Sauced it backside, intended for Montez, out of his reach. Montez then lost the puck, chopped that out to center. Thiesing now controls. Taken by Montez across the line. Stick handling to his left. Topol never got a shot off. Poked free by Palatichuk. Thiesing back, trying to fill the lane. Fitzgerald, he does. Palatichuk with it, looking, shooting, and he missed the net. Fitzgerald made contact with the goaltender, Turnus. Coming the other way is Ohio State's Montez. Back is Palatichuk and Whitelaw. Drop pass right side, Bricky. Back to the slot. Here's a chance for Thiesing. He missed the net. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Touched by Thiesing. Turnus out of his net. Whitelaw's got the puck. Penalty coming up on Wisconsin with a minute 52 left in overtime. A 2-2 game.
Might be too many men on the ice for Wisconsin.
Too many men on the ice. A bench minor against the Badgers.
Yeah.
Mike Hastings upset. He's giving David Cilia some instructions here.
Not sure who it was. I think Christian Fitzgerald was trying to get off the ice, and a Badger jumped on kind of early on that play on the rush, and I think they got caught for making a line change that kind of went a little bit too much. A little bit of cheating, trying to cheat to get a player on the ice and get on the defensive end, and they got caught by the back official, and now they're going to have to kill a overtime penalty here.
4-on-3 power play for Ohio State. Bench minor at 3:08 of overtime. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. Holiday against Cilia. Holiday yelling instructions to Scooter Bricky to come down the wall left wing. Wahlberg, the defenseman out by the blue line, Thiesing in the slot. Sawyer Scholl will serve the bench minor for Wisconsin. By waiting just a bit, Mike Hastings bought some time for Cilia and Dexheimer in particular. Daniel Lodge was not playing in the 3-on-3 overtime. He's out there now on the PK. A little extra room on this NHL size sheet for the Buckeyes to operate on this power play, but the Badgers win the faceoff and ring the round and out by Dexheimer all the way back into the Ohio State zone. 1:40 to go in OT. 2-2 game. Holiday to Thiesing right in front of the benches. Thiesing across the line. Cilia out on him. To the point now, Wahlberg. Wahlberg, left wing, Bricky. Back to Wahlberg, looking. Holiday now with it. He'll change places. Holiday, left wing, Bricky. Can't get the shot off. Holiday's got it, top of the right circle. 1:20 to go in overtime. 2-2 game, Bricky. Holiday, slot. No place to shoot. Here's a chance, Bricky. Touched in front. Oh, McClellan kept it out of the net. Thiesing was right there in the blue paint, had a chance, even on a rebound attempt. But McClellan did his job. Now the Badgers, shorthanded. Overtime, 2-2 game. Cilia trying to walk the defenseman. Oh, he got around Wahlberg, and a penalty coming up on Ohio State. 58 seconds left in overtime. Penalty on the Buckeyes. We will go back to 3-on-3 to close out this extra session.
Interesting decision there. David Cilia, one of those plays, why not try it? Put it on one side of the defenseman. Try to catch it around the other side. He didn't quite get there, but it's because Ohio State grabbed him, so he couldn't get around. So that kills the power play for Ohio State here in overtime, and now we're back to some 3-on-3 action.
Fitzgerald, Lucius, and Palatichuk will be the three Badger skaters against Guzzo, Smith, and Carfagna. So two forwards and a defenseman against one forward and two defensemen. Face off to the right of the Ohio State netminder, Logan Turnus. 2-2 game, 58 seconds left in overtime. Badgers trying to get win number 23. Fitzgerald battling for the faceoff win. Still loose. Good job by Lucius to keep it alive. Poke free near the blue line. Held in by Lucius. Cruz has it. 50 seconds left. Left wing Fitzgerald skates it straight away. Pressured a bit by Smith. Tried to play it to the corner. Palatichuk squirts it right in front of the net. It's up in the air, down to the ice. Lucius shoots. Oh, right into the chest. Turnus rebound there for Palatichuk. Covered by Turnus. 35.7 seconds left in overtime. Badgers generated a chance or two.
Well, there's so much room here in the 3-on-3 overtime. You just kind of put the puck in an empty space. Hope your team is looking the right direction. They're the ones who are facing the puck. They can see where it is better than the Buckeyes, who are more controlling the men. And Badgers almost got one there, just putting the puck in the slot and skating onto it.
Now the Buckeyes go with two forwards and one defenseman. The Badgers still have Fitzgerald, Lucius, and Dexheimer. And Ohio State wins the faceoff. Bricky behind his own net. 30 seconds left in overtime. Long lead feed to center. Caught by Montez. Oh, Burnside got past Lucius. Cutting in on a breakaway. Shoots and scores. What a play by Ohio State. They win in overtime.
That started in the offensive zone. Badgers were one-on-one with each of their players. Burnside started skating. And the Badger with him was a little bit slow to recognize what was happening. Couldn't catch up the whole way down the ice, and the puck kind of just looped into the goal at the end for Burnside, and the Badgers dropped this overtime contest.
Fifth goal of the year for Davis Burnside from Montez and Bricky at 4:38, and the Buckeyes win just their second Big Ten game in 19 tries and snap a 7-game losing streak. Again, the final in overtime, Ohio State 3, Wisconsin 2. Postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're a comic. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobel, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Paul Kemple, Bianco Bryan, Posick here in Columbus. Last place, Ohio State rallies twice in the third period and then beats second place Wisconsin in overtime by the final score of 3-2. The Badgers fall to 22-7-2, 13-5-1 in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes now 10-15-4 overall, 2-15-2 in league play. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who do you got, Paul?
Start number three star, Ben Dexheimer, for getting the Badgers the second lead of the game. Kind of a group effort for the Badger D, but he stood out, especially towards the end of the game. The number two star for, unfortunately, I got to go to Ohio State for this, but Stephen Halliday.
The
tying goal he scored was pretty ridiculous from along the goal line or pretty close to it, and set up the Ohio State's first goal. He was probably the most outstanding player, or the one that stood out the most on the ice, probably for both teams tonight.
Sure.
And then the game-winning goal scorer, Davis Burnside, just basically scored the goal on his own end by winning the race up the ice. Really a nice play by Ohio State. A pass from behind their net up the boards and just the tap to the middle of the ice for Burnside to skate up on it. And then he found, he beat Kyle McClellan. I think McClellan got a piece of it and it just kind of bounced up and landed in the net. Pretty close to making the save, but unfortunately it did not happen. And Ohio State's Burnside with the first star of the game.
All right. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
at Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
No score through two periods tonight, then four goals scored in the third, and then the Buckeyes win in overtime 3-2 the final. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alion Energy, powering beyond for you. Who energized you, Paul?
Well, Jack Orbach finally got the Badgers on the board. Second period, there were some great chances. Could have been almost put out of reach the way some of the chances the Badgers had and the chances they prevented. But Jack Orbach finally broke through at 5:40 of the third period on a rebound off a post, and the Badgers looked like they were in pretty good position from there, but Ohio State battled back, got a five-minute major power play, and kind of turned the tide late in the game.
All right, so Jack Horbach got the Badgers on the board, but they fall here in overtime, 3-2. Assistant coach Nick Oliver's hanging out here. He's going to join us right now as Paul's got some work to do downstairs, but the Badgers fall here tonight. 3-2, the final in overtime. Again, shorthanded without Owen Lindmark, without Anthony Kerr, and then Simon Tassie got a five-minute major in the third period, and he was done for the night. Badgers had the lead twice, but Ohio State, a team that hasn't quit on their head coach, Steve Rollick, and they prevail here in OT. Nick, thanks for coming up. That was a tough one to take, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was... I think as we get down the stretch here, right, everyone's trying to play their best hockey at this time of the year, and I thought you saw a pretty tight game tonight. I thought both teams had pushes at certain moments. I thought you saw different people step up in different situations, and obviously as it got later there, going through a five-minute kill and giving one up late, and then you get into overtime, a little bit of special teams in that as well. So, we'll have to cut it up and learn from it and find a way to get better tomorrow.
Yeah, what did you like about tonight?
I liked us in stretches. I thought our start was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I thought we got away from it a little bit there in the middle of the first period, and then I thought in the second period we did a good job of extending some more offensive zone time and throwing some of those body blows and holding on to some more pucks in the offensive zone. I thought we just stayed resilient with that game. We score in the third, they tie it up. We go up, they tie. Right. And I thought we just kept getting back on the horse and trying to find a way. And unfortunately, we came up, a shot short tonight.
Yeah. I think back to the Michigan series and how the Wolverines play, and they scored 10 goals on you in a couple of games. But since then, defensively, you guys have been really, really good. Minnesota, Notre Dame, you only give up 23 shots on goal tonight. You'll take that every night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, definitely some areas to clean up. Defensively, I think about I think it was their first goal, and it wasn't the first time we did that, but just a situation where we're coming back into our zone and we have good numbers, and we just over back check a little bit. We don't take a look behind and see what's coming, and it wasn't just that one instance, just some things like that where guys are trying and guys are working back defensively, and I think sometimes it's the old adage, you got to work a little bit smarter and not necessarily harder.
Yeah. Well, you do get a point out of this, so it's not a completely lost cause. And you knew Ohio State was going to come in here. I mean, it's been a rough year for them. And they were just going to keep coming and coming. You expected that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, they're coming off an off week where they had a chance to probably get some rest and heal up a little bit. And, this is their final push this season, too. And no different than us. They want to be playing their best hockey come playoff time. And obviously, they're well coached. And they had some guys step up and obviously make some big-time plays tonight.
Stephen Holliday's pretty good, isn't he? I mean, I'm not sure if you had seen him prior to what you saw in December, but he's got some hands for a big fella, doesn't he?
Yep, good hockey player. And I think, when you're playing against a player like that, you've got to continue to check well and take away his time and space, and I thought there was a few times we didn't do that well enough tonight.
All right, and finally for you, their game-winning goal, it's a defensive zone face-off for them, offensive zone face-off for us. It seemed like a nice play, and then it became a foot race. Burnside can fly, and it wasn't for a lack of effort. Cruz tried to hang with him as best he could, couldn't he?
Yep, and you know what, that's... I think when you get into tight games, and we're probably going to play a lot of them down the stretch here, it's going to come down to those little things, right? And your races and your battles and being good at all those small things. And, you know, I liked us in overtime. I thought we had a couple good chances, and, you know, we just didn't capitalize. And obviously they get one there at the end, and they made it count.
All right. Thanks for coming up. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure. That's Nick Oliver, Badgers assistant coach, after a 3-2 overtime loss to Ohio State. Much more to come from Columbus in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a